It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, Dumelang, Amsheni, Molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Mtsholo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old. On the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiefs cop. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Today, I am doing the show with the ever beautiful, shining, glowing, too many adjectives, so little time, even in the spring. She's still springing into action. Oshumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fabulous, as always.
I'm fantastic. Did you have a good week?
I had a very good week. Finally got my second dose. So the baby is fully vaccinated.
Okay.
The girl, she's fully vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm halfway there. But yeah, we save the best for last. I always say we save the best for last. But definitely we are not saving the best for last for those who want to be interactive with us on our social media platforms. As per usual, all these amazing and all these highly thought provoking conversations. My tongue twister right there. Oskumi, today we have a mouthful in terms of the topic. What are we talking about?
Okay, so today we're talking about two of my favorite things.
Oh, okay.
That is sex and food.
Oh, food for thought.
Single-handedly, two of my favorite things in the whole world.
Okay.
Sex and food. Okay, so let me try and paint a picture for you. You're sitting there, you're watching a movie, right? Or you're watching a series or maybe even a music video. And you see this girl, she's wearing sexy lingerie.
All right.
You know, there's candlelight.
Yes, what today is?
Bloomer, English Bloomer!
It's doing other things today.
You know, there are candles all over, maybe even rose petals in Yana. And then her partner walks in, there's sexy music in the background, and yep. Little Marvin Gaye, little Teddy Pendergrass. You get where I'm going? And then in the midst of all of this, then she feeds her partner, or he feeds his partner some strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Dipped in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
They down it with champagne.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that is romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But have they ever wondered why that food is there?
Yep.
That drink is there.
Yep.
You know, and that's what we're talking about today.
Yep.
Sex diet.
Wow.
Food that gets you in the mood to want to get jiggy jiggy.
Wow. We talk about food for thought. Today we're talking about...
We're giving you food for thought.
Yeah, today we're giving you food for thought.
Yeah.
For the bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're talking about how and what constitutes a perfect sex diet. And what do we need to consume in order for us to have healthier, longer... sex lives and enjoy sex much longer. So, we start here. I always say, and people think we half the time suck this content out of our thumbs. But guys, when you have time, do visit www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. And I think fairly recently we published an article about cheese and how cheese is really beneficial for sex.
Yes, it's a stimulant.
You know? And I was fascinated by it. You know, I was really fascinated as cheesy as it may sound. These aphrodisiac foods, and I suppose maybe we're going to begin to sort of loosely then list them. You know, cheese, chocolate, coffee, strawberries, nuts.
Yeah.
Without making people go nuts.
Mm-hmm. End up making people nuts.
Yeah. Especially the cheetahs. Mm-hmm. These foods are really, sort of, apart from them being really nice and really looking sexy and that sort of type of thing, these foods are stimulus. As far as sex is concerned. And I think, Healthline also magazine has also then highly recommended these foods for those who want to get really jiggy, heavy, you know?
I mean, if you go to, any company, any events company, and you say to them, I want a romantic picnic, for instance.
Yeah.
The spread that they're going to give you in terms of food, the only heavy thing there is probably crackers.
Yeah.
You know, but it's your cheeses, it's your nuts, it's your grapes, you know, all kinds, do you understand? You will never find mini sandwiches with the crust cut off. Like, yeah. Nah, that's for baby showers, B. You know, once you're done with this picnic,
then you can have your mini sandwiches.
So yeah, it's because it gets you in the mood, you know, and then they will provide you with wine,
which also is a,
you know, and it's funny, if you go to any guy Kokasi and you ask him, Hore, what do you need to eat if you want to make a baby? You're going to get a long list of ingredients. Mm. But if you ask a guy, what do you need to eat in order for you to get in the mood and perhaps even increase your libido, the list will be shorter. You know, and I find that so fascinating.
You know, because I think, you know, I personally think we keep sexual tabs on each other. I think we always in tune with what works, because Rona, like Bomlu, we always waiting to host someone. You're always ready to, hey, when are you coming over? Ever? So once you know that Humi's coming over, there's that thing where, okay, fine. Yeah, do I have condoms, whatnot.
Yeah.
But the diet needs to really, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was actually there even telling me, wine.
Yeah.
And it was very specific. Wine and a packet of the blue Doritos. Apparently, that combo.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, does the things, makes the pots.
That is surprising.
But I'm not surprised actually, because
that combination is surprising.
I'm not surprised because chilies actually.
Oh, yeah.
You know, chilies is actually also listed as one of the foods which is actually stimulus. But obviously, we want to put a disclaimer, I suppose, in saying that. We said in one of the episodes we were talking to Boosie from the G-Spot, too much of a good thing
is bad.
So all of these things need to be done with a certain rationale, certain amount, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Because once it then becomes a bit too much, it tends to then lead to other consequences. But I'm always, as I said, if you go to our website, especially on our lifestyle, we've done a full spread. We've profiled coffee and how coffee can really be a beautiful stimulus. We've actually also then heard that G-Spot has actually got a special coffee.
Yes.
To get things really, really going in a very hot manner. We've also then done, as I said, we spoke about cheese the other day. We've also done chocolate as well. And they always say the chocolate is a girl's best friend. It really is.
So we know those ones. Mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knows those ones. But when I was reading up about this, I found a few surprises, a few surprise foods.
Yeah, give it to us.
And these include tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Bread.
Really?
Brotto.
Uh huh.
You know, like what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apples.
Okay.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
But guess what? Once you're away from the doctor, you'll end up in bed. Potatoes.
Okay.
But that makes sense. Skitty chips.
Oh!
That makes it.
The frying. The frying.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one that everybody knows, bananas.
Yeah.
But I was surprised, especially potatoes and bread.
No.
Because they have a lot of starch. And that will generally leave you feeling maybe full and a bit lethargic.
Uncomfortable. But with that said, you know, my mom used to say, like, a woman should not eat the following. Should not eat eggs. And I'm told that eggs are...
I've heard that. You shouldn't eat a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs because all of a sudden...
Yeah, they should be consumed in moderation.
Moderation.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
I've heard of Coke.
Yes, I've also heard that. And I am addicted.
Because apparently it's not good for the lining in the, and the uterus and that sort of type of thing. But also, it also acts as a stimulus. But
yeah, because it has a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, but also I'm trying to link the potatoes and the bread with the eggs and that sort of type of thing.
It's part,
and it's quite not surprising actually when you actually think about it that, you know, a lot of women would eat that. I have a sister who would chow eggs like there's no tomorrow. You know, they're very, very comfortable with it. But eggs, and I suppose with all the other foods that we've mentioned, once eaten without moderation, apart from them having consequences in terms of the womb and in terms of the uterus and that sort of type of thing, parents tend to not tell you that these things also heighten.
Because once they tell you, we don't like a budaza go straight. So they have to scare you off. You know what I mean? They have to scare you off.
Oh, no, wait. We're not bringing a problem. Hey. Oh, hold on.
This one. You know, also, we earlier mentioned wine.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of fellas, we know that a lot of fellas do not drink wine. Most of them are beer drinkers or whiskey, or they drink spirits.
Okay.
And I've had conversations with some of my guy friends and even with people that I've been in relationships with. And they will tell you that if I drink, maybe for instance, whiskey, I can't perform. Give me beer, baby.
Here's the funny thing about beer, right? I'll come to the wine a bit. So beer is hops, right?
Yeah.
What people don't know, well, proper beer, that is made from hops. Mm-hmm. And hops, much like potassium, which you've mentioned with bananas,
yeah,
is actually good for your 4-5, aka your penis.
Sex game.
Right? So I'm not surprised. That is why you find a lot of guys who will have beer would then go on to perform amazingly in the bedroom.
And have a conversation. On the flip side, have a conversation with any woman. She is bound to relay a story of a time she went out, she met a guy, there was sexual attraction, but when they got to the bedroom, that was next.
Exactly.
And it's because this guy drank heavily.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol stimulates you, but
too much of it
is not good for your libido.
Exactly.
And certain types of alcohol are not good for your libido, you know. So hence you will find a guy, you meet him and you guys are vibing, you're sexually attracted to each other, but now because he drank too much, when you get to the bedroom, it's like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Next. Even passes out. And then you just sitting there, staring at the ceiling, asking yourself, for yay, Mara. What's her name? So I can go.
Exactly.
So I
can go but showing it earlier on, guys, too much of a good thing is
not good.
It's not good. It really isn't good. But I firmly agree on wine.
Oh, do not get me started. Asking a woman what wine does to her.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
word. Yeah. Yeah. Why, yeah. Y'all? Yeah. There's a song. Are we exposing ourselves? God damn. There's a song I love to bits, right? So it was not my first time, no. Invited this young lady to the most handsome abode. Guys, wine, cheese. We start, hence we specifically started with those. Wine, cheese. And I played, there's a song by Johnny Gill.
I went out cheese boy, man.
Lalela.
Nah, you're not cheese boy, man.
Lalela.
Nice boy.
Lalela. There's a song by Johnny Gill, Let's Get the Mood Right. Holy.
I know the song.
Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Yeah. Let's just say I touched the right buttons, you know. But where I'm going with that analogy and all of this is to say, food creates, like music, the perfect foreplay ambiance, right? Yes, yes. And once you know what to serve, when to serve, how to serve,
yes,
you win.
Yes.
You win. You win. And this is what the conversation today was about.
And that's why, you know, in the beginning, I set the mood right, like Johnny Gill, you know, with the reference to movies, where it'll be this, romantic, if you deem it that way, you know, scene, and then these people are feeding each other strawberries dipped in chocolate, and they're downing it with, you know, a bit of champagne. A bit. Hide the whole bottle, Mahadi. Don't be guzzling the whole goddamn bottle. A bit. Because you're going to pass out and then nothing's going to happen. You know, because when you guzzle down the whole bottle,
yeah.
A bit of wine, you know.
But because also champagne is.
And when you feed each other these foods, how's your horror?
There was an advert. I'm trying to remember what the chocolate was, or if it was not a chocolate, then it must have been the 12 a.m. movies where they said indulge your senses.
I know the 12 a.m. movie.
Yes, they used to say indulge your senses. That's what we're talking about, right? Mm. It's just really like
another one we forgot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters. They are like the world's famous aphrodisiac.
I'm telling you.
Oysters, guys.
Yeah.
Like they
But you must look at it, guys. When you do your sex diet, right? Look at guys need potassium, definitely, because you are going to be requiring a lot from that phallic structure to be doing the things and making the pots do the things. So you're definitely going to be needing some potassium to ensure that there's endurance in there. You're also going to be ensuring that you want the endorphin hormone to come up, which is your happy hormone, right? Which is normally then triggered by your chocolate.
And that's what chocolate does.
Yes, right.
It gets you in the mood.
Right? Your chocolates, your strawberries, yes, and the likes, and the tomatoes as well. Because somebody was like, "Mlu, ew, my favorite vegetable is a tomato." And I was like, "Excuse you?
Kante, what's it?
Excuse you?
Wow, greasy tomato.
You understand?" So it's that, getting your right potassium, right carbs as well, because carbs also then ensure that there's endurance at the end. That is why nuts, besides driving us nuts,
yeah, for them nuts,
they're really good for semen. And especially, maybe we should say this because I remember Dr. Zender told us about this in one of the episodes. The cashew nuts, and I know those who go to, those who can afford Woolies, they do have them.
Yeah, they have cashew nuts.
But if not, you're in the hood. Baba Umkos sells the perfect one. Where you have to rub. Perfect.
Lidi Magi.
Yes, they're perfect because they're nice and raw and they're really, really good for your semen count.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Make it so good. When you are there and the salt has come out fully, fully kind of blazing. But this was just a sexual buffet to ensure for the guys, when you are going there, food counts.
And guys, because we love you, and because now it's spring, the weather is beautiful, and we know you guys are going to be having a lot of picnics. Mkhadi, do not go to Debonairs. How many Doritos?
Thank you.
Awesome, please. Regalo to the sexy man.
Man. And it doesn't look, I mean, it doesn't cost. Because it doesn't cost much.
It doesn't cost a lot.
Because it doesn't cost much.
You can, really does
all the things we've mentioned, you could get all of them at 100 Rand.
Yes.
Yeah, you could really get, and with your condoms as well. You could really then get really get them and get you know, the G-Spot has got these beautiful candles that really, when you light them, they create the scent and this beautiful mood.
Like, I'm gonna send up from the picnic, when you get to the house, then you light your candles.
Guys, Johnny Gill song.
If you're not into Johnny Gill, guys, there's Honale Chris Brown, no man. He's got nice songs that will get you into.
Come, Chris Brown, guys.
You know, if you're into your Boosie Novas, I'm sure this guy, you got something.
Guys,
come on now.
If you, that song, let's get the mood right. Please listen to that song. Hit us up on our social media platforms and tell us that song really, it touches. Emanonin Mabash.
And we also want to hear, what do you guys do to get into the mood?
Yes, what do you eat?
It doesn't even have to be just food, but Jane.
Yeah.
What do you do, guys? We want to know, what do you do to get into the mood?
Yeah. What is your go to food in terms of?
I know my ex used to joke at bar, like, lo shapadi push up.
Exactly.
You know, so if we shabadi push up, let us know.
Hit us up. Hit us up on our Facebook.
Yeah.
On our social media platforms. Tell us, what do you eat? What is your pre warm up? If there is such a thing. Tell us what your pre warm up is.
I mean, Kaizer Chiefs in early training before we go dad.
Thank you. And
what is your training camp?
And they also need to eat a specific diet before. So you need to tell us. Tell us. Hit us up. Maybe we open to learn. We open to learn. Khumi, where can they share all of those?
You can share all of this on Facebook, Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or you can visit our forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mcholo, and we look forward to your food for thought. We really are looking forward to it. Big thank you to you for listening to us. Today it was just us flying solo on studio, and we really hope that you really took out those cookbooks and really took out those notepads and really then... Guys, get Johnny Gill, please tell me about it. You'll thank me later.
If you are Malu's girlfriend and you're listening to this, I would suggest that you move out of town.
Yes, guys.
Hey girl, it's gonna be on tonight.
Let's get the moon.
Oh yeah, I know. He got the mood right by himself.
Yeah, so.
Girl, go visit your town.
Mama Latina, see, I'm a Prama stove, says light Latina, Sabo Sase, says Basel, as his Ushel. No need.
I feel for you, girl.
As full stress. Guys, it's spring. Everything has sprung, and everything that has sprung into action is also our sexual appetite. Guys, please make sure that you are keeping safe. And if you're going to be jiggy, heavy, please make sure that you're strapped, as Mukhumi would say.
And for those who have considered getting the vaccine and are interested, visit the government websites.
And visit your nearest vaccinations.
And visit your nearest.
Lume.
Yes, sass. Visit your nearest vaccination site. It is free, gratis, mahala. All you need is your ID.
Guys, we want to get to, as I said, we want to get to somewhat of a normality.
Yeah.
Help us.
Yeah.
Help us, guys. Help us.
We've created a new normal, so let's continue with
I mean, there's
hashtag. But really, really vaccinated, really happy, really healthy, Kamuka.
Yes, guys. Government is, and there's initiatives. We want to get the stadiums full again for sporting activities. We want to get bars. We want to get all these economic spaces running again.
Going on again.
We want to really get it going, but obviously we want to make sure that it's safe and
guys, come on now.
Yes. Guys, we are officially 5 episodes to our 50th episode. It's just been amazing. It's really...
We got something special. It's
really been special. And we will share closer to the time what the special 50th episode is going to look like. Please do look out on our social media platforms, on our website. Look out for all those beautiful and very sexy details that are going to be coming your way soon. It's going to be fun. Thank you to you again. Once again, across the globe, wherever you are listening to us, wherever you're streaming us, we thank you so much. Dubai, whether you're in Abu Dhabi, New Zealand, wherever you are, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Dubai, Oscar Chava, Olailo, Tamai.
Thank you. Yes, subtitles will follow after. Otherwise, if you see us on the streets, wherever you want, you are going to be meeting us, do know that me personally, I am Louis Sabella, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Romy Siabi, still without an outro, but it's right.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. Shop, shop.